Okay, let's go back to our first case that was taken under advisement. Case number 10,665. This case was taken under advisement by Mr. McCabe. We do have a letter from the homeowners association down there, but also that they approved it with the following conditions, and one of them was that the third one was that the garage will comply with the Delaware State and Sussex County codes and all building permits. But the garage could be.
Well, it could, according to their testimony, it could be built, and it is created by them.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's created by the applicant.
Correct.
Susan, have been any other variances in there for garages?
Many.
Okay.
I don't see any other location where you could put it.
Right.
Without asking for a variance. Certainly needs a garage.
Instead of moving it all the way up and costing money to tear the house.
I'm sorry?
Instead of moving it all the way up and having to remodel the whole house.
Yeah, you have a... It would create a hardship, but...
Mulberry side is a 30-foot
yes.
setback,
yes.
and Plantation Road is 40.
40. Mm-hmm.
That being a through lot.
Yes. That's a corner.
And a corner lot, too, on top of that. Well, gentlemen, is there any more discussion, any further discussion? Mr. Mills?
No, I have no other.
I'm sorry?
I have no other comments.
Mr. Watson?
No, no other comments.
No other comments. Mr. Warman? Mr. McCabe?
Fine with me.
Okay, there's no other further comments if the board is ready to vote. I'll entertain a motion then on case 10,665.
Motion to approve case number 10,665. It's a minimum variance to afford relief and it won't alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. And there been other variances given in the development before.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,665. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Vote of 4-1, the motion to approve the case. The case is approved. Okay.